Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Steve Ogetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. We want to start today's episode with condolences, Terry.
Yep, we got some sad things happening to some good friends.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys remember, but we interviewed Kathy Smith not long ago.
Right, from the Greyhound Rescue.
Right, and she's in upstate New York. And Terry shared some pretty sad news.
Yeah. Yesterday, her oldest rescued greyhound, passed away. Kind of collapsed on a walk, and
that was that.
Yeah, it was that. It was done. And it really tore her up.
That's heartbreaking because, you know, in our world, our dogs are our family, and it's just awful when we lose any of them. So, Kathy, you know, just know we're thinking about you, and we're really, really sorry that you lost Ellie. If we were there, we'd give you big hugs and just take care of you.
Yep. And then another friend.
Ginger Morgan. Ginger is our pal from Two Dogs, 2,000 Miles. She's one of the folks who have been on the ground for the last couple years just supporting Luke Robinson and Murphy and Hudson on their walk from Austin to Boston and continues to do so. And Ginger is a huge friend of dogs and has many in her house. The last time we chatted, I think she had 14 dogs.
Yeah, she had a whole herd.
Yeah, man. She makes mile five look like nothing. But like many of us, Ginger had a heart dog, the one who was just so incredibly special. And she lost Pete this last week.
Yeah, that is so sad.
It is. And Ginger, we love you. And we're just so sorry, and take care of yourself, and take care of your herd.
Yeah, you guys are in our thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely, and just, you know, before we go on to anything else, we might as well just say one more shout out to Luke Robinson and Murphy. This is going to be ongoing, Bark Radio listeners, because they're dear friends of ours, and Murphy's going through a tough time with radiation treatments. If you're not following them, we hope you will. They're Two Dogs, 2,000 Miles. They're all over the internet.
Yeah.
And Murphy's got nasal cancer, and they're just trying to work through it.
Yep.
So prayers out to everyone who's dealing with hard times with their dogs.
It's crazy. I mean, just so much all at once.
It is. Jeez. It's such a sad thing. Yeah. So we're going to, move to something not sad. Terry has an idea, and when Terry has ideas, duck and cover. But I think
exactly.
This is a really, really cool one. So have at it, Terry. Tell the folks.
Well, it's a concept. So we mentioned in a previous episode I picked up a motorcycle and pretty excited about that. And I've been talking to some other dog friends and people that are connected through the dog world that don't really know other than through the dog world.
Mm-hmm.
But they're motorcycle enthusiasts as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a thought about what if we started a club that had to be in the dog world, and we'll have to kind of define what that is,
mm-hmm.
but rescue dogs, work in the rescue, something like that, and you have a motorcycle, and we make it, you know, we do the shirts, we make it a formal club, and I thought, why not? It's simple enough to do.
I think it would be very cool, and I'm guessing that somewhere through this club there would be cool things that happen, like maybe fundraisers of some sort.
Fundraisers, meetups in different locations. I mean, there's so many biker events that happen.
Sturgis!
Sturgis, yeah.
Woo-woo!
That's a lofty goal. That's a long ways from Richmond, Virginia. But there's stuff in Tennessee and North Carolina, I mean, which is very reasonable, you know, 300-400 miles away to do a bike run. So those types of things. And I think it would be cool. I've seen a number of groups that are out there. There's one group that caught my attention. It's called the Hamsters,
which I think is a hoot
which
for
is
a biker
hysterical.
Club.
But it's sort of an elite club. There, you have a criteria. You go through a voting process. It's not everybody can join, and that's kind of what I'm thinking. You've got to be in the dog world,
right?
And you got to like motorcycles.
And what a cool way to maybe spread the word about, you know, helping rescue groups and rescue dogs. But from within the motorcycle world, the motorcycle community. I think it's a cool idea.
It'll be interesting. We'll see. I've got to figure out the domain name thing and see if I can find someone to do some art for some shirts. Get all that lined up. It'll be a process. But
I think it's a fabulous idea. Just one more neat thing to do that's dog related. And see, I got a problem. I don't have a motorcycle. And Terry said there might be a way, some way, to wedge me into this because you're not going without me.
Yeah, well, we could probably make you honorary until
Yay,
you get your bike.
That's right. Oh, I so want a motorcycle. Oh, all right. Anyway, guys, so stay tuned on that one. I think it sounds like a really fun thing to do, Terry.
Looking forward to it. It'll be something fun to play with.
So, you know, we're out of here for today, you know, but just knowing what you know, that all of our lives are short, just hug a dog today.
Yep. All right. We'll see you guys.